Today's Amud is Chagiga Chasam Abeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Chasam Abeis. So we spoke so far in detail about the halachis of paying for the Eilas Re'iya and the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov. We said that according to Beis Hillel, the minimum amount that a person has to pay for the Eilas Re'iya is 1 Ma'a Kesef, and for the Shalmei Chagiga it's 2 Ma'a Kesef. We spoke about what to do if a person needs to mix in some meiser money together with his chulin money. We had a machlaikas according to the Chizkia, where Typhlin behema la behema, you bring one behema of just chulin and then other behemas of meiser. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, then no, you pool all the money together and you buy one big animal, and that was a fee Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us some more details about these karbanais. So says the Mishnah, if a person has a lot of different family members, a lot of people that he has to feed, and he doesn't have so much money, so how does he divide up his money between these two karbanos, between the Shalmei Chagiga and the Eilas Re'iya? He has a lot of people that need to eat Simchas Yom Tov and needs to eat Basar Kachim. Mitzad Sheni, he doesn't have a lot of money. So says the Mishnah, maybe Shlamim Merubim Ve'Eilas Mu'atos. He should bring a lot of shlamim because he needs to feed a lot of people, and he should spend less on the Eilas Re'iya because that doesn't get eaten by people. So spend less on the Re'iya and spend extra on the Shalmei Chagiga. Meaning, if a person has extra money to spend on karbanos, he should spend the money, as we'll see really in the end of the Mishnah. A person should bring as many more karbanos, not just suffice with just 1 ma'a kesef for the Re'iya and 2 ma'a for the Shalmei Chagiga. Like we mentioned earlier already, that's just the minimum share. Avada, a person who Hashem blessed him with the bracha of Parnasa, so of course he should spend more on his karbanos. Now this person who has a lot of people that need to eat and he doesn't have a lot of money, so fine, so we'll suffice with the minimum amount of eilas, and shlomim, he'll bring a lot of Shalmei Chagiga, so this way his family has what to eat. Nechasim merubim va'eichlim muatim. Let's say he has a lot of money. He has a lot of nechasim, but he doesn't have a large family. He doesn't have a large amount of people that need to eat by him. So then maybe eilas merubis ushlamim muatim. He should bring a lot of eilas. Hashem blessed him with money, so spend it on the eilas. Spend it on the eilas re'iya, and he should bring less shlamim. He doesn't have so many people to eat it. You don't want it to go to waste, so he should bring less shlamim. Zev zem muat. If he has a little bit of eaters and also a little bit of money, so alzeh ne'amar ma'a kesef u'shtei kesef. So about such a person, that's when we gave that minimum shear of 1 ma'a kesef for the Eilas Re'iya, according to Beis Hillel, and 2 ma'a kesef for the Shalmei Chagiga. Zeh v'zeh merubim, if a person has a lot of eaters and also he has a lot of money, so alzeh ne'amar, about such a person, the Torah says, ish kemad es yadoi kever chas Hashem asher nasan lach. That a person should give, he should bring karbanis according to the blessing that Hashem gave him with. If Hashem gave him a large family, a large amount of money, he should bring shlamim merubais, eilas merubais, a lot of shlamim and a lot of eilas, because if Hashem blessed him with money, so he should use it for the mitzvah. Now ask the Gemara a very obvious question, that shlamim merubim mechi maisi. We said that if a person has a lot of eaters and he doesn't have a lot of money, so he should bring a lot of shlamim and a little bit of eilas, but he should bring a lot of shlamim. The question is shlamim merubah is meichi ma'isi la? Meichi ma'isi. How is he supposed to bring a lot of shlamim if we just got through saying halesle that he doesn't have nechasim? He doesn't have money. So how is he supposed to buy a lot of shlamim? So Amar Rav Chista says perhaps the obvious answer, especially coming on the heels of Chasam and Aleph, that toifel, that you could pool the money together, or maybe par gadol, you bring one large par, and you pool together some ma'iser money with some chulin money. So obviously Rav Chista is going like the man d'amar, of Typhlin Ma'is Lama'is, like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Chizkiah who said Typhlin Behema La Behema. Rav Chista said you pool things together, you pool together the Meiser money and the Chulin money, and you buy one very large animal. So that's what it means, Shlamim Merubim. It just means a very large Shlamim by pooling together some Meiser money together with this Chulin. Now Amar Le Rav Sheshas, Rav Sheshas said to Rav Chista, Hari Amru Typhlin Behema La Behema. But what do you mean? The halacha is that you're Typhlin Behema La Behema. So the simple understanding of Rav Sheshes is that he's coming to say that you're only allowed to be Typhlin Behema La Behema and not Ma'is Lama'is. Meaning Rav Sheshes is going like Chizkia, who said that you're Typhlin Behema La Behema and not Ma'is Lama'is. But the Gemara says, Ma'ik Amar, what exactly was Rav Sheshes saying? Ilema, like the simple pshat, like we just explained, that Hachika Amarle, he was telling Rav Chista like this, that Hari Amu Taifun Behema Le Behema, Avaloyma Ois Le Mois, that you're only allowed to be Taifun Behema Le Behema, and you're not allowed to be Taifun Ma'ois Le Mois. If that's what Rav Sheshes meant to say, so why didn't he speak straight? Vilemale, Ain Taifun Ma'ois Le Mois. Say exactly, say what you mean. Say it, Ain Taifun Ma'ois Le Mois. Why is he saying the reverse? Why is he saying that you're supposed to be Taifun Behema Le Behema? He should have spoken out the question directly and said Ein Taiflu Ma'is Lama'is. So says the Gemara Elehachi Amarle. Rather, what Rav Sheshes was telling Rav Chista was like this: Hachi Amarle, that Hare Amru Af Taiflu Behema La Behema. Why are you saying to pool together the money and to bring one large par, as if to say that you're only allowed to be Taiflu Ma'is Lama'is? Af Taiflu Behema La Behema. You're also allowed to be Taiflu Behema La Behema. So you shouldn't limit the Eitzah. You shouldn't limit the Eitzah to being Taiflu Ma'is Lama'is. The halacha is that you're also allowed to be Taiflu Behema La Behema. So it comes out that according to Rav Sheshes, a person when he's taifa, when he pulls together his ma'isa with the schulin, he could do that in one of two ways. He could either be taifun ma'is la'ma'is, or he could also be taifun behema la'behema. Now the Gemara has a problem with that, is that on Amud Aleph we had the machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, and each one was mutually exclusive. Chizkiya said that you're taifun behema la'behema, avaloy ma'is la'ma'is. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're taifun ma'is la'ma'is, avaloy behema la'behema. So ask the Gemara, this that Rav Sheshes says that you're allowed to be Taiflin af Behema la Behema, you're also allowed to do Behema la Behema, you could do Ma'is la Ma'is and also Behema la Behema, it's command the like Kechiskia, the like Rabbi Eichnan, that seems to be going like nobody. He's like carving his own path. And it would seem illogical that he would argue both on Chizkiya and Rabbi Eichnan, who are much older than him. So how could Rav Sheshes say that? How could Rav Sheshes go against both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan? So maybe you'll say like this. We mentioned that there's a machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, that Chizkiya said Taiflin Behema La Behema, Avoloi Ma'is La'mais. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're Taiflin Ma'is La'mais, Avoloi Behema La Behema. And we brought a braisa that said like each shita. We brought a braisa that said that you're Taiflin Behema La Behema, like Chizkiya. And we brought a braisa that said that you're Taiflin Ma'is La'mais, like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara wants to say that maybe you'll say that it's true Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya, they're definitely arguing, because each one said, Lafuke the other. Rabbi Chizkiya said, Loi Ma'is La'mais. Rabbi Yochanan said, Loi Behema La'behema. So they're for sure arguing. But maybe the two braises that we brought, that each one said about one method of being taifo, so maybe the two braises don't argue. Maybe the two braises both hold of each other's eitzah. And really, you could be taifo behema la behema or ma'is la'mais. So that's what the Gemara says, that v'chi tema amarayu de pligi masnyasa le pligi, maybe you'll suggest that it's true Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan argue, but maybe the two braises don't argue, and each braise really holds of the other, that you could do either eitzah, but it's not true. Because v'hakatani achila rishaynam in achulam. The braise that says that you're taiflin behema la behema, that you buy one animal of just chulin and then more animals of meiser, was very clear that the achila rishayna has to be from chulin, that your first animal has to be completely chulin, and if so, that's and by definition, la'afuke ma'is la'mais. When you combine ma'is la'mais, your achila rishayna is not necessarily from chulin. It's all a mixture of chulin and ma'iser. So the braises definitely are mutually exclusive. By definition, the braise which said your taifa behema la'behema was saying that you're not allowed to do ma'is la'mais because your achila rishayna has to come from chulin. However, the Gemara says that that's not a raya, that this braisa doesn't hold of ma'is la'mais. I could tell you that my achila rishayna shir demei achila rishayna min achulin. When the braisa says that achila rishayna has to be from chulin, you're right, that could be accomplished by having one animal of chulin. But it could also be accomplished with ma'is la'mais, and it could mean that the value of your first achila has to be chulin, which means that let's say a person eats a $20 piece of steak, usually, so the first, he has to have at least $20 of chulin mixed into this big par that he's pulling together, ma'aser and chulin. It has to be that he has at least a shear demei achila rishayna from chulin. That's what the braisa can mean. So you have no raya that this braisa holds that you're only taiflin behema la behema and not ma'is la'mais. So basically, the bottom line of what we're saying is like this: Rav Sheshes, the way we explained Rav Sheshes, holds that you could be taiflin both ma'is la'mais and also behema la behema. You're af taiflin behema la behema. we asked Rav Sheshes L'chayra is not like Chizkia or Rabbi Yochanan, he's not like either of them, to which the Gemara says Eina Chanami, he's not, but he could be going like the Braisa, because each Braisa might hold of the other, that you could have either Eitza, either or. You could either be Taiflim Behema L'Behema, or you could be Taiflim Ma'is L'Ma'is. We thought that the Braisa was clear, not like that, and the Gemara answers it up, that there's no Raya. And really it could be that according to the Braisa, and that's who Rav Sheshes is going like, that you could be Taiflim either Behema L'Behema, or Ma'is L'Ma'is. A new Gemara now. Amar Ula, Amar Reish Lakish. Ula said a halacha in the name of Reish Lakish that Hifrish Eser Behema is Lechagi Gase. Let's say a person, he separated 10 animals to bring for his Shalmei Chagiga. He had Eichle Merubim, right? He separated 10 animals for his Karban Chagiga. And then what happened was this Hikrev Chamish B'Yamtiv Rishay. He brought 5 of them on the first day of the Yamtiv, let's say on the first day of Sukkot. So then the halacha is chayzeru makriv chamish biyamtiv sheni. The halacha is, says Reish Lakish, is that you're allowed to bring the next 5 on the second day. Meaning, even though you're only supposed to bring the karban chagiga one day of yamtiv, and with lechayra, to bring it on 2 separate days would be bal taisif, Reish Lakish says, and we'll have to see why in a moment, Reish Lakish said that over here it's not bal taisif. It's not bal taisif. He could bring 5 on the first day, and he could bring the rest of his karbanais on the next day. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan said that no, it's Baal Taisif, Kevon Shepasak, Shoveinei Makriv. Once you stop, so then you can't just bring it on another day. Bringing the Karban Chagiga on a second day is Baal Taisif. You're only supposed to bring the Karban Chagiga on one day of Yom Tov. To bring it on a second day, that's already Baal Taisif. So it seems like it's a machlekes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, which is not so foreign. We have machlekes and Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan all the time. However, Amar Rav Abba said that in this case, it's not so. In this case, V'loi Pligi, it's not really a machlekes. They're talking about 2 different cases. Kan bistam, kan b'mefarish. Rabbi Yechanan, who said that you're not allowed to bring it on the next day, it's because he's talking about that when the person separated the 10 animals, he didn't specify. He wasn't mefarish that they're all for his karban chagiga. He stamid, he in his mind, I don't know what he was thinking, but he separated the 10 animals. He goes on the first day of Yom Tov, he brings 5 of them. So the halacha is on the second day, he can't then just go ahead and bring another 5. Because that would be like bringing another karban chagiga, that's Baal Taisef. Reish Lakish, who said you're allowed to, it's because when he separated the 10 animals, when he designated them, he was mefarish. He expressed that he wants all 10 to be for his karban chagiga. The fact that he didn't bring it on the first day was because of whatever excuse he had. He was tired, he didn't have time, whatever the excuse he has, that's what happened. And therefore he's allowed to bring them on the next day. It's not Baal Taisif, he's just being mashlim his first karban chagiga. It's not a new karban chagiga. He was mefarish when he separated all 10, that they're all for his one karban chagiga. It just happens to be he brought them on 2 separate days. He's just being mashlim. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you can't do that, it's because he's talking about a case that the person wasn't mefarish when he designated the animals. He just designated them stam. That's why he's not allowed to bring them on a second day. That would be Baal Taisif. Now ask the Gemara, Hai stam hechidami. This case of stam that Rabbi Yochanan said that he's not allowed to bring them on the next day of Yom Tov, what's the case? What happened on the first day? If he didn't have time on the first day to bring all 10, so then why would it be Baal Taisif to bring them on the second day? It's obvious, it's very nicker that the fact that he didn't bring them on the first day is because there was no time. Rather, what happened was, as he thought he was expecting a lot of company on the first day, they didn't end up showing up, so that's why he didn't bring them on the first day. And then they came on the second day, and they all showed up, so now he has a lot of eaters, so then why can't he bring it? Why can't he be mashlim? It's obvious that the reason why he didn't bring it on the first day is because he didn't want to have nisar, he didn't want to have any leftover meat. But now that he has eaters, he wants to be mashlim. So why would that be Baal Taisif? Says the Gemara, the case is, the he had time, he had people coming over, he had people to feed, and still he still didn't bring it as a carbon. So that makes it seem that the fact that he didn't bring the second 5 animals is because he wasn't intending to bring them. Now that he wasn't intending to bring it now on another day of Yom Tov, that would already be Baal Taisif. That's why Rabbi Yochanan holds he's not allowed to bring them on the next day. It says the Gemara, it's logical Mishka like this, that Rabbi Yochanan's case was Dafka by a stam, and he had time, he had eaters, and he still didn't bring it. But otherwise, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that you are allowed to bring the second five animals on a different day of Yom Tov. It says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya to that. The Chiyasa Ravin Amr Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he heard Shir from Rabbi Yochanan, he said over from Rabbi Yochanan that Hifresh Aser Behemoth Chagigasai, this exact case, a person designated 10 animals for his Chagigah, Hikrev Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon, and he brought 5 on the first day of Yom Tov, Chayzeru Makrev Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni, and he quoted Rabbi Yochanan in Shir as saying that you are allowed to bring them on the next day, which is what we had before from Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan argued. So Kashina Adadi asked Rabbi Yochanan Seisr himself, before we had Rabbi Yochanan saying that you're not allowed to bring it, and then we have Ravin coming from Eretz Yisrael reporting in, from Rabbi Yochanan Shir that Rabbi Yochanan said you are allowed to bring them. What's the difference? Two different cases. That which Rabbi Yochanan said you're not allowed to bring it, that's only by a case of stam. But Avada, if you're mefarish, so then Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you are allowed to bring them. And says the Gemara, and Itmar Nami, we also have another memra like this that's clear in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold it in all cases that it's Baal Tosef, that you're not allowed to bring the next 5 animals. It's only because you had time, you had eaters, and you still didn't bring it, and you did it stam, but if someone ran out of time, so then he would be allowed to bring it on the next day. We have a memra like this, Lahedya, that Amr Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Mamish, that Laishanu, this that you're not allowed to bring the next 5 animals, it's Dafkut speaking about a case, Elish Shalai Gamar, where he didn't Gamar, he wasn't finished. Aval Gamar Chayzeru Makrev, but if he was Gamar, so then he's allowed to bring the next 5 animals. Now, my Gamar, what does it mean that he finished? Ilema Gamar Karbonoisav, that he finished bringing all the animals he designated. So, my Makrev, what's he being Makrev on the next day? He already finished. Elish Shalai Gamar Hayoim, Aval Gamar Hayoim Chayzeru Makrev. Rather, what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say is that this, that you're not allowed to bring the next 5, it's only if the day didn't finish on the first day, meaning you had time to bring the other 5. The day wasn't over, you had time. That's when you're not allowed to bring the next 5 animals on a different day of Yom Tov. However, Gamar Hayoim, if the day finished, you didn't have time to bring the next 5 animals, so then Avada Chayzeru Makrev, you would be allowed to bring the next 5, and it's not a machlekes in this case between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In this case, they're really both agreeing, they're just speaking about 2 different cases.